Lasers can hack your smart speaker, on November 4th in PC Magazine by Michael Kahn. Today's smart speakers and smartphones can be duped into picking up non-existent voice commands with a calibrated laser, but the threat is largely theoretical. Researchers have found a way to hijack smart speakers by shining a laser at their built-in microphones. Although lasers are silent, they can dupe a speaker into picking up sound, according to academics from Japan and the University of Michigan. On Monday, they published a letter that demonstrates how a generic $18 laser pointer can transmit non-existent voice commands to Amazon Echo and Google Home devices at distances of up to 360 feet. The researchers pulled off the hack thanks to a flaw in today's microphone technology. To pick up audio, a microphone contains a thin membrane component inside called the diaphragm. When sound waves hit the diaphragm, it moves to the reactions, converting the incoming audio into an electrical signal. But what happens if you shine a laser on a microphone? Well, it too can cause the delicate diaphragm inside to vibrate. The researchers studied this effect, realizing it was possible to modulate a laser's intensity to manipulate the microphone's diaphragm into creating electrical signals for spoken human words. That laid the foundation for the Light Commands hack. With a PC, a sound amplifier, and a $340 laser diode driver to modulate the intensity, they were able to effectively write voice commands such as, "OK Google, open the garage door," onto a laser beam. The researchers showed off the results in several videos. With the help of a $200 telephoto lens, they beamed the command, "OK Google, what time is it?" to a Google Home speaker at a distance of over 110 meters, 360 feet, inside a hallway. In another demo, the laser beamed a voice command to the speaker sitting next to a window in an office building 240 feet away. In all cases, the laser simply had to shoot directly through the smart speaker's microphone port. In total, the researchers tested their hack on 17 different devices and found the laser-based commands worked on all of them, but at varying distances. Smart speakers such as the Google Home and Amazon's Echo and Echo Dot devices could be hacked at a distance of over 50 meters. Meanwhile, smartphones and tablets could only be hacked at distances of about 5 to 20 meters. Although millions of voice assistant-capable devices are vulnerable to the flaw, the Light Command hack is more of a theoretical threat than a real practical attack. For one, the laser requires a direct line of sight through the device's small microphone port. The danger is also easy to prevent. Simply put your smart speaker in your home away from a window. Nevertheless, the hack underscores the need for security in today's smart home and voice command technologies. By compromising a single smart speaker, an attacker could also hijack any other systems connected to it, say a smart lock or a smart garage door, the researchers warned. It doesn't help that voice assistants typically function without security measures, such as identity confirmation, turned on by default. The good news is that researchers have seen no instances of someone using the Light Commands hack for malicious purposes. They've also notified the major tech companies about their findings. But fixing the flaw will mean redesigning microphones and smart speakers to effectively introduce safeguards to filter out laser-based manipulation. Amazon and Google tell Wired they're reviewing the paper. Apple declined comment.